Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a keroncong song entitled Tanah Airku or My Homeland by Nanda and accompanied by keroncong musicians. The song composed by Kelly Puspito was once popularized by Sundari Sukojo. This song describes the beauty of Indonesia, which is famous around the world. The country with thousands of islands, with mountain views and beaches that are very beautiful and deserve to be a tourist destination for foreign tourists. Well, listener, here is Nanda with the keroncong song entitled Tanah Airku or My Homeland. Enjoy.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, here is quote of the day. Only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew. A quote by Sukarno. Listener, Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a charismatic founding father with the eyes for the future and opportunities. And listener, that's quote of the day.
Voice of Indonesia.
Let's talk about finance, but not about the economic growth or anything, but instead about the audit itself, because Indonesian Supreme Audit Agency is strengthening cooperation with the public sector audits with the Singapore Auditor General's Office, or AGO. And as quoted by from rri.co.id, apparently the Supreme Audit Agency spokesperson Tengku Widodo said the two audit agencies from Indonesia and Singapore discussed strengthening cooperation and exchanging experiences in public sector audit. And recently, the two Supreme Audit Agency chairperson Ismaya Tun and Singapore Auditor General Koh Soh Pon in Singapore also met on February 4, 2024, and the two shared insights on ASEAN SAI, or the ASEAN Supreme Audit Institution Summit in Singapore, to be held on November 11 and 13, 2025.
Yang lain darimu hari ini, apa itu karena sepatu flatmu atau kukumu yang baru kau warnai? Pernahkah kau bertanya seperti apa bentuk air tanpa wadah? Pernahkah kau mengira seperti apa bentuk cinta? Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi, pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis gigi kelinci, membuatku tersadar bentuk cinta itu. Ya kamu, kini ku tahu apa yang lain darimu hari ini. Itu bukan karena sepatu flatmu atau kukumu yang baru kau warnai. Pernahkah kau bertanya seperti apa bentuk air tanpa wadah? Pernahkah kau mengira seperti apa bentuk cinta? Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi, pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis gigi kelinci, membuatku tersadar bentuk cinta itu. Ya kamu, pernahkah kau bertanya seperti apa bentuk air tanpa wadah. Pernahkah kau mengira seperti apa bentuk cinta? Oh, oh, oh. Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi. Pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis gigi kerinci. Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi. Pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis gigi kelinci. Membuatku tersadar bentuk cinta itu. Ya kamu, cuma dirimu untukku. Bentuk cinta itu kamu. Oh ya kamu.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Tekan dari segala sisi, seringkali hilang arti. Aku hidup untuk siapa? Ku sudah tidak nyaman lagi, bermimpi pun tahu diri. Apa sebaiknya pergi? Jika semua bersandar padaku, lalu aku bersandar kemana? Mengalah, walau bukan aku yang salah. Membisu saat semua sibuk beradu. Walau tak rela pun ku bantu berdoa ini semua.
It get off with berakhir di aku or ended up on me. And you're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia. And right now, I would like to tell you something about Yogyakarta. It's not only about a city full of culture and good foods, but Yogyakarta is also all about the environment. One of the places in Yogyakarta, which is Purwo Martani Village, has something called Go Green Waste Bank. So they're not only collecting plastic waste just like other waste banks across Indonesia or maybe on this planet, but the Go Green Waste Bank also converts the waste into usable fuel. So it offers a sustainable solution with multiple benefits. As quoted from rri.co.id. So it began since June 2024. So they use a pyrolysis machine that developed by the Gap Plastic Foundation Indonesia, which converts the plastic into fuel. And according to Supriyani Wulandari, one of the founders of Go Green Waste Bank, this machine becomes the answer of their concern. And the waste that they collect is the result of their education to the local residents, schools, some food stalls, traditional street food stall, and cafes. And this partnership yielded an impressive 2.7 tons of plastic waste from June until October 2024, and they processes these tons of waste with a pyrolysis machine from the Get Plastic almost every weekday. So here's the question, into what kind of fuel? So the process uses three valuable products: fuel oil compatible to gasoline, kerosene and diesel, and then propylene gas usable as a cooking fuel, and also one of them is the carbon black residue that can be used as charcoal briquettes, merchandise, or even organic fertilizer. So maybe this thing is also can be a solution in your place with the pyrolysis machine. So you are not only collecting the waste, you're not only selecting and collecting the waste, but you turn it into something useful for everybody. So have you got any waste bank around your area? If you have the waste bank and an interesting story about it, please share with us to our WhatsApp number +62 821 2381 2130.
Dari hari kemarin yang lewat begitu saja, tanpa lakukan apa-apa. Semoga ya pagi ini lebih cerah dari pagi kemarin, mungkin bisa bangun lebih dini, bergegas siapkan diri. Apa yang harus ku cari, apa yang harus ku gali, ku tahu. Ku mau jadi sesuatu yang kau tahu itu aku. Ku mau dari dulu, tapi kenyataannya ku masih hanya menunggu. Semoga ya malam ini lebih cantik dari malam kemarin, bersama bulan kan ku temukan kamu yang ku rindukan. Thank you.
hari dan harus aku benahi. Ku tahu ku mau jadi sesuatu yang kau tahu itu aku. Ku mau dari dulu, tapi kenyataannya ku masih hanya menunggu. Semoga ya hari ini, semoga ya semoga, ya semoga tak ada guna bila ku masih hanya diam saja.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comment and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Buka hati ini dan tak berani ku.
Raisa with Tak Berharap Lagi or not without hope anymore. But I wish that you will not be losing hope to reach us, because you can reach us to from, I should say, through so many ways. For example, just like the reception report we just received from, the email is actually Anand Mohan, and yeah, so Mr. Anand Mohan from India, he reported us about the reception report on 1300 to 1400 UTC with a frequency 4755 with a simple 4444, and the transmission is coming from Jakarta. So according to him, the program that he listened is about the news, the report, and some other programs. He even attached some recorded programs for our verification. I would like to say thank you very much, Anand Mohan. Thank you very much for your report. And if you want to send it, listener, you can send it to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com. And after this, listener, we'll give you a story about Pabel Mando and Kernas, a kind of pizza and nugget, but coming from Natuna.
Ba, sementara kita mesra-mesraannya, kecil-kecilan dulu ya, tunggu sampai semua mereda. Kan ku kenalkan penampilan hujan di tempat lain, pemandangan bagus di tempat yang jauh, bukan yang di dekat rumah saja. Kita kan tangkap banyak kejadian yang menarik, koleksi suasana asyik, perasaan-perasaan yang baik, cintanya besar-besaran, meski mesranya kecil-kecilan.
Visiting the archipelago, the first thing that comes to mind is the cuisine.
the Voice of Indonesia team on a visit to Natuna Riau Islands did not waste the opportunity by exploring the specialties of this northernmost region in Indonesia.
Selai, selai, ikan, selai, kalau dipindah, kodak, wakno.
Of the many typical Natuna foods, we were very interested in foods that are thought to have existed for hundreds of years, namely the tabel mando and kernas. At first glance, the shape resembles contemporary food, namely pizza and nugget, a typical food from Italy and America. When the Voice of Indonesia team tasted it, we immediately liked the taste, which is delicious, savory, and said to be very nutritious because the main ingredients are sagu and fresh sea fish, which have number one quality. The same thing was also expressed by a tourist from Jakarta, Yasno.
Delicious. The fish doesn't taste fishy.
More interestingly, this tabel mando and kernas snack does not exist in any area except in Natuna. We think that its taste is very good and able to go national and even international, beating pizza and nuggets, which have only been popular in Indonesia in the last few decades, while this Natuna specialty is believed to have existed for centuries. The Voice of Indonesia team searched for this delicious food maker by tracing from one resident's house to another around Ranai City, the capital of the Natuna district. According to information from a local resident, we met Juleha, 34 years old. There is something unique about this woman who has had 3 children, because she is very famous as a maker of pizza and nuggets ala Natuna. Juleha is better known by the nickname Juve, reminiscent of the nickname of the famous Italian football club Juventus. When we met her, Juleha was frying the final stage of the process of making kernas before being served or ready to be consumed as a snack.
In the process of printing and while frying too.
Juleha said that she is able to make tabel mando and kernas because she got a recipe from her parents. This recipe has been passed down from generation to generation. Of the 6 siblings, her parents entrusted the recipe more to her because she is the only one who inherited the recipe for making tabel mando and kernas with details and how to make them, including the prohibitions and taboos that should not be done. According to Juleha, it's not because of belief or mystic, but it's rather to keep the taste itself. Because if prohibitions or taboos are violated, the tabel mandu and kernas will not turn out as desired, including destroying the shape and taste of both. According to Juleha, processing food made from sagu and fresh sea fish is not difficult. It only takes patience for perfect results. She briefly explained how to make the tabel mandu.
Sagunya kita ongseng dulu, agak-agak setengah masak gitu.
I roasted the sagu first. It was a bit half cooked, and then I combined it with other spices such as salad fish and garlic, shallots, which have been mashed. They are mixed into the grated coconut, immediately stirred together, and then stirred again with the roasted sagu.
Setelah itu,
afterwards, the dough is made like a slab, covered, just to keep the heat low. So it doesn't cook all at once.
Tidak sekaligus. Jadi masaknya tuh lebih bagus.
So it cooks better and the inside part is chewy like pizza.
Meanwhile, kernas, which has a texture similar to nuggets, is a mixture of white tuna and sagu. Uniquely, the sagu used is grain sagu instead of sagu flour. After the dough is molded and then fried, the black sagu grains like whole black pepper grains stand out, making the shape of the kernas more attractive and appetizing.
Pakainya ikan tuna. Ikan tuna itu
the tuna used is tuna, or white sinback fish.
Kita di Natuna itu simbik debit.
In Natuna it is called sinback debit.
Tulang-tulangnya bisa di.
The fish is clean, the bones removed, can be powdered or blended.
Seperti bawang putih saja ya.
Then there are other spices such as garlic, black pepper, and devil's chili pepper. Other spices are to taste according to needs and the manufacturing process. How about the sago grains are cooked first? Sago grains that have been cooked are then mixed with raw and whole grain sago.
The tabel mando and karnas are two of the many special Natuna specialties. These foods are served for daily meals such as for snacks, family meals, traditional and government events. Even it's so popular, the tabel mando and karnas also become souvenirs for tourists. According to head of the Natuna Tourism and Culture Office, Hardi Nansyah, the tabel mando and karnas are superior culinary products from Natuna Regency, Riau Archipelago Province.
Nggak ada di tempat lain.
It doesn't exist anywhere else. So it's like nuggets. Nuggets from Natuna from a long time ago.
Nah, kemudian ada lagi tabel mando.
There is more tabel mando. Tabel mando is a pizza hut from Natuna. So it's not fish stock, but it's real fish meat. So the taste of the fish is great.
Pakai sambal makannya.
It's eaten with sambal. So it's made specially. You can find it everywhere, such as in Jakarta. So it's frozen. There is no preservative at all.
Hardi Nansyah hopes that someday the tabel mando and karnas will be more popular than Western food such as pizza and nuggets.
Kasalami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasalami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasalami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or coat to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasalami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasalami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasalamis. Kasalami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasalami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasalami is also often used as stocks for treats or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasalami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Muka itu ada di sana yang ku tinggalkan saat kita masih bersama.
One of the trending sound on TikTok by Delantis entitled Bunga Maaf or the Flower of Apology. Quite funny, isn't it? I don't think this kind of concept is available in other languages, but I would like to say apology if there is something wrong from whatever we bring to you, but we hope that today's broadcast will be enjoyable. And after this, my colleague Rahma will be having lunch in the studio with you. Still on view on Instagram and also the application RRI Digital.
Bersamamu kita akan taklukkan dunia. Arungi samudra penuh rintangan. Bersamamu kita akan jalani semua. Jangan takut untuk melangkah bersamaku. Bersamamu ku akan dicintai dengan dulu. Tanpa ragu ku akan memberikan cintaku. Bersamaku kamu tak akan sendu. Yakinkan kamu aku yang terbaik untukmu. Kita akan jelajahi semesta. Bertualang dengan cerita kita. Bersamamu kita akan berbagi semua. Segala baik dan buruk diriku. Ku tahu kau ragu. Biar ku beritahu padamu. Bersamamu ku akan dicintai dengan tulus. Tanpa ragu ku akan memberikan cintaku. Bersamaku kamu tak
at Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. First, the headline. Indonesian President ensures to maintain cabinet performance on the right track. Indonesian Deputy Minister of Transmigration says free health check, a gift from the state. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Head of the Presidential Communications Office, Hasan Nasbi, confirmed that President Prabowo Subianto has his own method for monitoring the performance of his ministers. According to him, President Prabowo always tries to keep his cabinet's performance on the right track. The president always conveys three things, namely appreciation, direction, and warning to his cabinet. Hasan said during an interview with Pro3 RRI on Monday in a 2025 plenary cabinet meeting. President Prabowo expressed his satisfaction with the performance of the ministers, and according to him, President Prabowo expressed his appreciation they had worked well and were becoming more solid as a team. Indonesian Deputy Minister of Transmigration officially implemented a free health check program at a community health centers on Monday. And for this reason, the Deputy Minister Fifa Yoga Mauladi said this program was a birthday gift from the state for the people. Fifa said when reviewing the implementation of the free medical checkup program in Jakarta, said people who receive free health check services express their appreciation for this program and they show excitement because the examination is complete so they can find out their body's health condition. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia. Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the marvelous Monday of Indonesia today for the afternoon session here from Indonesia. It's February 10, 2025 with me, Rahma, that will be presenting the program with various interesting information from Indonesia and of course the music that would color your day amid a very wet day here in Jakarta, the capital city of Indonesia. We are still in the peak of the rainy season. What about in your place? Why don't you share about your day, about your weekend to our social media, like on Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official, to our RRI digital mobile app chat room, or simply chat us on WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130.